rubber grip, briefcase, business meetings, bucket list. I don't know what your issue is. My government. Right. Hey. Hey.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Brody.
All right, that's, man, I do apologize for the little bit of the delays. I don't know what was going on. Side, but how are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling amazing, bro. I got no complaints, dog. I got no complaints, bro.
All right, so for all of the people that's going to be watching this on Apple and Spotify that cannot see the visuals, this is the RBE legend from Battle Rap, Show Off. When I tell you, I got put on to you, I would say early 2020. And since then, I have been a huge fan, man. RBE is something that's very new to me. So for those who don't know exactly what RBE is, can you give us a little bit of a rundown?
Absolutely. So RBE is an acronym. Of course, it stands for Rare Breed Entertainment. Rare Breed Entertainment is... going on its 10th year strong in battle rap. RBE, Rare Breed Entertainment, is has had arguably the largest battle in battle rap history as far as YouTube is concerned. Yes, so Max Out with Hitman Holla versus Cassidy did more than any other battle since battle rap's been a thing online. For sure. It literally broke the internet. It had the most celebrities talking about it. It was in Cassidy words, it was pandemonium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I came from, the pandemonium. Okay.
That's
okay,
a fact. Perfect. About, like, even down to the pay-per-view streams, it was a movie, you know what I'm saying? I was blessing up that card. Had a little viral moment of my own on that card. with the whole Pulverize thing, but RBE in a whole, man, is two brothers, salute ARP, salute Shatta, that, because Rare Breed was something before it was a battle rap league, and a lot of people don't know that, so Rare Breed, and that they just considered themselves, lived like, and stood on, it's a principle thing, and it went from that to them throwing their first event. And people thinking it was going to be about a fly-by-night type of thing, and here we are 10 years strong and still creating new things that haven't been done in battle rap and matches that the fans – that's one thing that RBE really prides itself on is putting together the matches that the fans want to see more than just putting two names together that's going to make sure their numbers hit.
Right. So when it comes to something like that, especially when it comes to putting the matches that people want to see, how do you think it changed your career going the RBE path, just for you specifically? And what is something, not necessarily to sway anybody to any particular league, but what is something that you would say is like, okay, this is one thing that RBE can provide for somebody that's looking for a major league to go to?
Right, absolutely. Like, one thing I'm a firm believer in is I don't gotta downplay somebody else's thing or bash somebody else's thing to big up mine. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. Just me being somebody in my career who has been on the largest platforms in the world. I have footage on URL. I have, you know, of course, everybody know RBE is my home. And I pride myself in being somebody who helped to grow the league, or play my part in the league growing as large as it is today. Always being 10 toes down and loyal. I've been on King of the Dot, you know what I'm saying? So I've been on the larger platforms. One of the main things that I would say is very different, first and foremost, I have an actual rapport.
Right.
Actual respect for ARP, for Shatta, for Lawrence, for Wing, for Ant, you know what I'm saying? Like my bond with those specific two brothers, let's just leave it on the ARP and Shatta for a second. My bond with them it far exceeds battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like if people, maybe it was a point in time, I think it was about 7 years ago, where footage from RBE was uploaded. It said Show War facing 10 to 25 years. So at the time, I was really facing like 10 to 25 years.
God damn.
Yeah, and I was blessed enough where I was, me being a person who already like lost years up north. So I learned when I was up there. So I knew that speedy trials and, you know, grand juries were for my favor, you know. So long story short, they wound up not having enough to actually indict me. So they had to give me a full felony dismissal.
Wow, shit.
ARP was the brother who, through the whole thing, not just the day that I thought I was going to turn myself in when I got the felony dismissal, ARP was the brother through the whole thing, hitting me up all the time. Well, any new information, what's going on? Yo, how you feeling mentally? How you feeling emotionally? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So he didn't really care about rap. You know what I'm saying? So that right there is why him and Shotta. So that right already gave me a different type of respect for them. But even career-wise,
wow,
when to the platform itself, you know, just think, I put it to you like this. Blood, Sweat, and Tears 1 was the first, of course, the first installment of that series. It's where I had Swave Sever. Swave Sever, like, was literally ARP's favorite battle rapper in the world, on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I already knew that going into the battle. But the fact that he even matched me with Swave and said, yeah, I want to see you versus Swave, just told me that I had a skill set that could arguably push me to becoming this man's favorite artist. You know what I'm saying? And then we did so well on Blood, Sweat, and Tears 1. And this right here being Blood, Sweat, and Tears 7, that right there is the proof, you know, that the company grows talent.
Right. But
here it went from Swave giving me a shot to now Blood, Sweat, and Tears 7, where I'm the one given a shot because of RBE and the work that I put in on RBE. My name is etched in battle rap history.
Forever. Nah, you are definitely legendary. Speaking on two things that you just talked about, RBE does breed talent. And speaking of breed, the person that you've given a shot to, one of my biggest, like one of my closest friends in this battle rap shit, one of my biggest compatriots, Jay Breed, is extremely fire. You see what I'm saying? From that OSBL, from that The News Battle League, you see what I'm saying? A member of KMM, he's fire, up and coming. He's been on a few different RBE cards and held his own. Said it again.
Jay Breed was on Max Out.
Exactly. I remember that. So
biggest RBE card in RBE history, and he was on it. That's a testament to his skill set alone. You know, Jay Breed is fire, bro. Look, I know that as an artist, we supposed to, you know what I'm saying, shit talk. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, this ain't one of them interviews. Tell me how you're really feeling.
I only segue into that because, like, people know, like, in the history of Show Off, I never had to act like I didn't like you or didn't respect you in order to get in that ring and go to war. I told Jay Breed, I said, bro, you don't have one battle online that I haven't studied and watched.
Oof.
You don't, like, I have a respect for you and a respect for your talent and skill set. That right there is not just me giving you flowers. I was saying that to let him know because in battle rap, there's this thing where when the notable names give an opportunity or a shot to a newer artist, they really don't take it serious. Like
they don't. They never do.
Right. Lackluster performances, whack bars, and then their fan base will always make the excuse, well, we could tell he just ain't take that person serious. But me being a person who, one, I respect myself and my brand.
Right.
Too much to come to a battle with lackluster performances and mediocre bars. Two, I respect my platform too much to even deliver that, to have them upload that on their channel.
Right.
Three.
That's what I'll be wondering, like, your name is finna be on that no matter who you battling, where you at, your name is on this. You gotta always put that craziness out there. You gotta put that work out there every time.
That's a fact. Three, I respect my opponent and the career path that they on. You know how disrespectful it is for somebody to be taking this wild serious, they writing their heart out, and you come with some bullshit? That's wild disrespect. And then you disrespecting the culture and the fan base. You know what I'm saying? The same people that's going to make the excuses for you. My thing is, if you really appreciated them, you would give your best and you wouldn't give something where they would have to make an excuse for you.
Speaking on that fan base, you've been doing this for umpteenth amount of years at this point. How many years have you been rapping, battle rapping?
So battle rapping since 2011. So yeah, 2011. So yeah, 11 years.
So how do you feel that the battle rap fan base has changed over the years? And how do you think it's affected the culture?
I mean, so all changes only come. You know what I'm saying? Change has to happen or growth doesn't happen. I feel like the culture itself has grown tremendously. And as the years go by, of course, there's going to be new fans, just like there's going to be the loyal fans from all the years before.
Right. You know, but
what's needed. I do feel like in a way the culture has become now more what have you done for me lately?
Yes.
No, but to think about it like this, though, honestly, it's a two-sided thing. It's all with perspective, because that could be looked at as a bad thing. Like, y'all only going to be as loyal as, you know, my last showing.
Right.
But at the same time, you could also think of it as in a relationship standpoint. Just because that's like, say you get with a female and she was doing all of these things, you know what I'm saying, until y'all locked it in. And once you locked it in, all them things stop.
Right. You're right. You know?
So, yeah, you have to continue to, you have to, yeah, it is what have you done for me lately in a lot of different aspects. So, like, I don't really have an issue with the temperature, the culture, or how the fans are, because I feel like the newer fans is what's making the veterans in this have to stay on their shit.
I feel that. Okay, so I'm going to give you one more battle rap question, and then we're going to get into just kind of some questions about you, man, because I feel like a lot of these bloggers and a lot of these places, they really focus too much on the battle rap and not as much the battle rappers. And I feel like, just like in the NBA, the talent makes the league. So it's very important that but the last thing that I want to ask for an up-and-coming aspiring battle rapper like myself who is trying to get on RBE, what is that process like now that they do have now that they are kind of recruiting talent and looking for the next generation of RBE?
Well, what I'll say is this. I'm a prime example that they always were looking and recruiting talent. Because I wasn't on their first card. I was on the second card until.
Right. You know?
So for any artist that's trying to get over there, all it really is, first off, the owners of RBE are not Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? They really interact with the supporters, with the battlers, you know, with the bloggers. They really they interact with other league owners. You know what I'm saying? They show support with all the other platforms. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my biggest advice would be, when you have a battle and you have your footage, when you go on social media and you sharing it, don't just share it to your wall. Because if you continue to share it to your wall, the same people that's always seen it will be the same people that'll always see it.
Right.
And reality is that number will start to decrease more and more from the same, you know what I'm saying? And that's just being real. That's why even when I start sharing my stuff, I do wild stuff. Like, I'll go into the search bar and I'll put Australia. I'll put Australia. And what that does is anybody that lives in Australia that has an account that doesn't have a lock on it, where they got to accept a friend request that's just open where you can post on a wall, I'll type out something that could go to anybody and I'll insert name to personalize it for them. Say, yo, look.
Okay. That's you talking right now.
Oh, for real, because think about it. 6 degrees of separation. You know how hard it is to find somebody online you don't have a mutual friend with? Right. Even if they're not in the same country as you, that's what I mean. So that's why I do that, you know. But yeah, what I tell people is, don't just share it to your wall. You know the name of the league owners. You know them.
Fact.
Go on Twitter, put they at, shout them out, let them know I'll be putting this work in. Put it right on their wall, because it's a known fact they controlling their own page. They not Hollywood. And the reality is they're in the position to be looking to grow and expand the brand. So of course they're looking for talent.
Right.
But if they, you know them to look for them, they don't know you to look for you yet. That's why you gotta push it in their face.
That's a man, that was a great point, man. So and this is just something that, again, just for me, because I travel a lot in this battle shit, you see what I'm saying? I done been on a lot of different leagues. I always let niggas know, hey, you're not going to get paid for every battle. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do stuff to push your name and to push your brand, and you want to make sure to get yourself out there. Don't feel like people are going to come find you just because the talent is there. There's millions of talented people that have never got the exposure. You got to put yourself out there. But honestly, like, now that
and one thing I do want to say
it
also is, it's really, bro, success in life doesn't happen without networking, bro.
Right.
Without yourself up to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know the saying, if a tree falls in the woods and you're not there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. The reason that even exists is because it's impossible to know.
That makes sense, man.
And it's the same thing, bro. People have to understand. And another thing they need to understand is when to ask for money. Because the reality is, if as a league owner, if you continuously, if you know you did something that has your momentum going up, and now you people are reaching out to you, the moment leagues start reaching out to you, you have to set the precedence right then and there. You have to, I don't care if you say, yo, look, give me gas and $200.
Whatever it is.
I don't know whatever it is. Why? Because league owners know league owners. You understand right. What I'm saying? And as long as they find out, oh no, he is expecting this. And the reality is they're going to know whether you put in work to deserve it or not, or if you're just fishing.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Now, always be putting the work in.
Absolutely, bro. And I'm not saying you, when it comes to like, if it's a league where you know you're trying to get to and you know that this look is going to propel you, by all means, do the battle. Don't even ask for. Why? Because the real value is in what's coming after your battle there. You know what I'm saying? But if it's another league that's the same level as the league that you battle on,
right?
You got to request payment.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, they're nervous. There's people that deserve payment that don't get it just because they're kind of nervous to ask.
But why?
Know your worth, man. Whatever it is, know your worth.
This my, I always say it all the time. If you meet a female and you flirting with her and she's smiling a lot, would you be nervous to ask for pussy?
Never.
Then why would you be nervous to ask for cash? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's a bar right there, my man.
Harder to get puss than money.
that's a bar right there. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a bar.
No, real talk, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and then the reality is, fear will stop your growth, bro. If you are in battle rap and you are afraid to negotiate prices, you are afraid to stand on the fact that you think you deserve something, battle rap is not for you.
Because if
I could have 100, you know, matter of fact, this prime example, you know how you have them different conversations where females would be like, yeah, it's bias and a wage gap, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys always say the same thing. As a business owner, if I could hire all women just because I could pay them less, do you think I would hire men ever?
Never would they.
I would never do it. So if I could continue to book you for free, you think I'm not going to do that as an owner?
Every time.
Of course.
You got to make sure you have your bread together. You got to have, hey.
No, serious. Serious.
Awesome, right now.
And I will extend this olive branch to any artist, you know, that's in this. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that my time is always going to be free time. Not as far as me charging it, unlike that, but when I do have free time and I'm not getting into something in my personal life or in entertainment or with my own companies, bruh, I really do be telling artists how to win.
Wow. In
battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, how to negotiate, what you be asking for, where your stock actually is, how to get there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't even, because I was one of them. In the beginning, when I first started, I didn't know after my battle with who I had on Trap House New York, I had M-City. And everybody was going crazy over the battle because everybody expected M-City to just smoke me. And they was like, yo.
And you went off.
I went crazy. And they was like, yo, what the fuck? And then I had a battle after that on Spitters Battle League with Bloody Knuckles. And then an old associate of mine was like, yo, how much they paying you for that? And I'm like, paying me? He was like, bro, you
should have got paid, yeah.
I didn't know. I wasn't in no battle rap Facebook groups or none of that. So I didn't even know that they was already putting posts up. I want to see Show versus Surf. I want to see Show versus Hitman. I want to see Show versus Tay Rock. For real, bro. And once the conversation started happening, that right there is what's the stock. And battle and artists also need to know that it's not just during the battle. It's the promo before the battle. It's the interviews before the battle.
Right.
It's the battle itself. And it's what you're doing after the battle done. You don't have time to not be on camera.
You gotta be on camera. It's battle rap. You gotta feel comfortable doing the interviews, getting the vlogs. You gotta be on camera. You gotta be.
I'm talking about even when there's events in another state, bro, cop a bus ticket if you're not flying. I don't care how you gotta get there. Get there though.
Yeah. You know?
Get there. Because there's going to be cameras there, and once Lee starts seeing you in places other than where you from, they like, he's different.
He's known. People know who he is. They want him.
Right. Exactly, bro. Like, why I keep seeing this dude on all the cameras? Think about it. If people that's in the audience that's not even rappers could become known for being seen in footage a lot.
You're right. You said something that is going to be a great segue into this next half. This is what I call my little rapid fire. You see what I'm saying? I'm just going to ask you some stuff where, for anybody that doesn't know who Show Off is as a person, this would just be kind of a little bit for them to kind of cling on to. So, outside of getting paid ridiculous amounts of money to yell at grown men, what do you do for a living?
So I'm not sure if y'all can see this, but this right here, this is me right here. My brand is called Fight Your Demons. My website is fightyourdemons.org. Men's clothing, women clothing, children, all types of things for the home, bedding, quilts, comforters, sheets, pillowcases, all branded by me. I got my rolling papers in about 47 store locations now. Doing really
paper. Yeah, I need some of them.
Yeah, it's doing really, really well, man. Just 928 Whitening Lounge was a prominent whitening company that wound up sponsoring a lot of the upfront money for me to even start my brand and all those things. I'm now 57% owner of 928 Whitening Lounge.
Sure. Wow. Okay. And entrepreneur.
So that's officially my company. I mean, I'm the majority shareholder.
Yeah, 56%. That's yours now, man. That's yours.
You know what I'm saying? But between that, people know. I know we do the battle rap thing, but I be outside, bro. I'm really like pro us. So it's footage. I got plenty of footage where I'm speaking my mind on just the temperature of how the world is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in front of precincts, police coming out trying to harass me. I gotta throw the law at them to let them know I know. And I put those type of people out. Yeah, the people that's from my neighborhood. I come from nothing. I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my neighborhood know that. Oh, so they don't have a right to just run down on you, put their hands in your pockets, and it's time.
Not even close. They don't have that right at all.
Right. I got footage up where the detectives ran down on young boys in my neighborhood, and I run down on the detectives. Like, if you get off them right now. Like, who are you? I'm his guardian. Get out of his right. Get him right now. I start recording all that stuff. They hop in their car, they dash off down the street, you know what I'm saying, in these illegal unmarked vehicles. And I just be exposing all types of stuff like that. You know what I mean? For sure.
I would have never known this. I'm not gonna lie. I would have never known this.
I mean, you know what it is? I think it's it's not. I love all generations, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people think that I'm younger than I am. You know, I'm pushing 40. You know what I'm saying? So
whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting you to say that at all.
Yeah. A lot of people they just don't know it. You know what I'm saying? But bro, I've been a grown man a very long time, bro. You know, I'm a husband. I'm a father. I try to be as stand up as I can and put as much good karma in the world, because like it's a known fact that for years of my younger adult life, I hurt a lot of people, man.
Right.
You know, and you know, every chance that I ever got to at least give somebody closure or to put just better energy out there, that's really what I really focused on doing. You know, so
do you feel like personally, because this is always something that I know is tough for people that have been through the fire and is now putting out other people's fires, do you feel at peace with in the sense of like, okay, you know you've done some wrong out here in these streets, but all of the good that you're doing, all of the things that you're building positively, does it make you feel like, okay, some of those trials and tribulations were worth it? Or would you go back and change some things?
No, I'm honestly, bro, I would never change anything. Like, because right. Even when I was doing wrong, you know, like I was a certified jack boy. Like my hood, my era, they all know, you know what I'm saying? My criminal record is gonna show it. You know what I'm saying? It's all guns and robberies, you know what I'm saying? But even when I was in that, you know, that poison part of my life, bro, I would never take everything from the person I robbed. I would leave them with something because I knew I wasn't about to smoke them. You know what I'm saying? I just wondered what they had. And the reality,
get them out of them real quick. Yeah.
No, and the reason I did that is because I would hope that, because I'm gonna forget their face before they forget mine, because it was done to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I would hope that if they ever caught me down bad and slipping, that they wouldn't take everything from me because I didn't take everything from them. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Beat me up. Knock me out. Whatever you're going
to
do.
Don't take it all, because I would never do the same thing to you. Yeah.
Yeah, don't take it all. And I would hope that would kick in. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it would, but you know, it at least increase the chances of something like that happening. You feel what I'm saying? But as far as changing something, I wouldn't change anything. You know? Because I really do love my life. I really do love where I am. I'm in a really good space. Just copped a new whip, you know what I'm saying, for the fam. And
a word? Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
For sure. Now, I'm about to do some business with shout out my brother Payne. I'm about to do some business with Payne with the real estate. So everything is really good right now. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of which, after this interview, whenever you get the opportunity, tell Payne, hit me up. I definitely want to interview him as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm gonna try to get the whole card to come on your platform, bro.
That would be outstanding, because I'm not going to lie, RBE is doing some major things. And I have a lot of friends that have started through the brick by brick process and have had success. So it's me want to just kind of learn more about the whole thing. But just the battlers themselves is very important. You knowing your age is crazy. Yeah. Husband, you see what I'm saying? Father, entrepreneur, philanthropist. How does it feel being from that New York area and New York finally starting to come back into prominence musically? Because that was a point in, you know what I mean, the 2000s in our lifetime, you know, New York kind of fell off.
Okay, it's not really, well, you know what it was? Even right now, bro, to me, New York sound like Atlanta.
It do.
New York music, it like, I know it's called New York drill and all that, but that didn't start where we was from. You know what I'm saying? None of that. And I ain't knocking nobody. I love the fact that everybody found a lane and everybody get money to be able to provide for their family. So I'm not knocking that. What I'm saying is to be the pioneers of the shit, from going from being a pioneer in hip hop and rap and that form of music to being the follower of it.
It's weird.
It's odd. You know what I'm saying? But we do have, you know, a lot of newer guys that's coming out where I feel like it's transitioning back to you know, to rap.
Yeah.
And so, like, for sure. No, that's one thing I will say.
All right. So some super rapid fire questions. You can give me one word, one sentence answers if you want to. Outside of your home city and state, what is your favorite place to perform?
The A.
Atlanta?
Okay. Yeah, 100%. They love me out there, bro.
What is your favorite battle?
My favorite battle? It's tough. So my favorite battle would either be my Big K battle.
Mm-hmm.
One of my newer favorite battles was versus one of the Bricks, Zay.
That was a classic battle. I'm not gonna lie.
Fire, yo, he was so fire, bro. That's why I give him his props every time. And then it would be the one on I'm gonna say that one, the one with Zay. I'm gonna say the one with M City on Trap House New York, and I'm gonna say the one with me and St. Mike when we go hard.
Ooh, I gotta go. Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. Crazy. St. Mike wild.
So, now, I told the nigga, the llama of the pound. Well, it's $1 million when I want a nigga now, because I leave his body with 6 O's. I be the 1-2 comma nigga down.
Hey, that's crazy.
I was going crazy in that one, man.
What would you say would be, it doesn't necessarily have to be a loss. Mm-hmm. But what would you say would be like your least favorite battle? Like you didn't want to do it or the crowd was just terrible?
So I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. I've never done a battle I didn't want to do. I would have said no.
Okay.
That's two. If any time that I ever lost a crowd, it was my fault.
Okay.
It was my fault. The things like crowd control exist for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody answer like this. This is crazy.
No, because it's accountability, bro. If you in full control of the crowd, they came to watch you. So every eye is on you and all attention is on you until you say or do something to lose that attention.
Okay. I'm gonna take that to heart. I'm always remember that.
Nah, for real, bro. Because that late,
crowd is my fault, period. Like,
people who will be like, yo, the crowd was trash. Bruh, first off, they paid to come watch you. Fact. They didn't pay money to come there to heckle and boo you, bruh.
Yeah.
They didn't do that.
To hear good shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then the reality is, if you don't accept that things like that is on you, you will never grow, bruh.
Right.
You can't grow that way. But what I will say, one of the wildest moments that I had during the battle, definitely when I did Pulverize, bro. That was one of the craziest feelings I ever had on stage, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. This is coming from somebody. I had just seen you be amazing right before this. Like, when I say right before this, this was the first time I had purchased battle rap with my own money. Like, I've never...
So my homegirl Deja up there. What up?
Yeah, that's my big sister. My big sister. She's one of the reasons that this interview is even possible. That's all I'm gonna say. She helped me get Pimp Talk off the ground. There's no way. Hey, Suge will forever be one of the goats to me.
For sure. I don't expect nothing else. That's literally her personality.
Yeah,
she's a doer.
So. I started battle rapping in 2018. I started watching battle rap, like, at all in 2020.
Okay.
So it was kind of a situation where, like, people was like, okay, this nigga's fire, so go watch something before you go pay for the match out, right? So I'm ready. You were dope. I don't know what battle I watched. You were fucking dope. I'm like, this gonna be crazy. That Pulverized bar made me laugh so...
Yo, bro.
Annoying. This is what made it worse. You're such a good performer. You almost made it a good bar. That's why it was annoying. Like, I almost reacted to it. did like, bro,
that's a fact.
I'm like, no, come on now.
And the wild part is, so that was in my second round. My first crazy crowd going crazy, fire, right? Much love for real. This conversation is needed. Oh, nah, you already, you know, I'm gonna keep it 1,000. There ain't no future in front, and you already know I'm gonna keep it 1,000. But yeah, bro. The first round crazy, and the wild part is, bro, I really can't even make accountability, bro. I wrote that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
spar with people.
Huh?
Did you spar with people?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say something now that I have a legend in front of me, so that way other people will pay attention to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Stop lying to your friends, okay?
Yo, you know what's crazy, though? I'm going to keep it real. I was hard-headed.
People said something.
I promise you, my bros was like, yo, show, you rap too well for that pulverizer.
You didn't need that one.
I swear on my life. I'm talking about, first off, all of my rounds was longer than they was meant to be. So I really didn't need that shit in there, bro. And telling you, salute my brothers, because they definitely was like, yo, show, son. Come on, bro. You better than that. I'm like, man, fuck that shit. I like that shit.
That's honesty for real. Because I didn't had that happen to me before. I didn't sparred with one of my partners. They'd be like, hey, that one? Not that one. I'm taking that shit out. Fuck that.
Word, bro. And I, but you know what's crazy, though? This is why I say perspective, and because think about it, right? The bar, it was clown crazy, right? But when I look back on it, because it was on a max out, this is the same card Hitman and Cassidy battled on. But after the battle, Pulverize was the most talked about thing in battle rap. I have my golden.
And you had a bunch of good performances afterwards.
For sure.
It gave you fans, low key. It was like, you know, no publicity is bad publicity.
Not just fans, though. Not just fans. Remember, I got my clothing line. I created the Pulverize shirts. Bro, I made an extra $7,000 off of my merch with Pulverize. Because the thing is this. You can either get mad.
The coolest thing ever.
Bro, think about it, bro. Why?
Fire.
I take accountability. And plus, I learned you can't fully trust a person who's not able to laugh at themselves, bro.
Right.
You can't be too serious all the time, bro. You laugh with the people. That's how the people going to embrace you more. So I started laughing with the people. And what did I do? All right, we're going to create this Pulverized merch. Put extra racks in my pocket.
I would have bought one. I would have bought one for sure. I don't know. I would have bought one because that's... And you... This is one of the things that is the reason you done been here 11 years and niggas don't make it as long as you do. Because you're able to use some of the negativity and pivot it into positivity.
Yeah.
You're a household name forever. Now,
appreciate that. Oh,
we'll never forget Show Off.
Did you? Because a lot of people may not know. Oh, you may not know. No, I think you know though. So on Blood, Sweat, and Tears 7,
mm-hmm.
Of course I'm battling Jay Breed 3 rounds, and these 3 rounds are incredible. On that same card, I'm also battling Ish Moolah 3 rounds on the same card, and these rounds are incredible. So I told them, I'm the walking revolver. I'm fully loaded, 6 rounds with 2 shots.
Ish Moolah and Jay Breed. Because that's 2 different, you're going to have to attack that.
Bro, and they both fight. That's the thing. They both crazy. Yo, I respect both their skill set. And that's why I told both of them, we using the spaces, I said, listen, I respect both y'all's skill set, bro. So much so that on the 29th, this will officially be my best material in the 11 years I've been battle rapping to ever get uploaded.
I believe you. I believe you, Juan.
No game.
You said something that because you've been battle rapping so long and have such a name, how do you feel the Twitter spaces themselves have changed the culture of battle rap for the better or for worse?
No, so I honestly don't think that any form of social media or anything added to social media could hinder or be bad. All things, think about it. A gun with no bullet is a paperweight.
Facts.
It'll be used for something. You know what I'm saying? It only becomes something bad when you got bad intentions with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Computer, harmless. But if you're using it to try to get people information,
yeah, you know, got a point.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think that anything that could be added to create more conversation about it is a great thing, because the more the conversation could be had, the larger it could grow. You know what I'm saying?
The insight that I've been getting in this interview, I'm not going to lie, this is going to affect every interview that I do after this, because you've had such a different perspective than a lot of the other battle rappers that I've interviewed and a lot of other artists, period.
I think it's just because they won't say it out loud, but I really think in my heart to hearts, a lot of them feel that way. It's just hard for people to be too prideful. People have a hard time saying, I messed up, I was wrong.
Right.
I made the wrong choice.
Right.
I wrote the wrong bar. I kept the wrong bar. I became boring, so they started talking while I was rapping. I became boring, so they booed. You know what I'm saying? People have a problem with that. And it's like, bruh, don't lie to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie to you.
You talking right now. Is there anything that you want to plug? Is there anything that you want to let the people know before we get up out of here? Blood, Sweat, and Tears 7. I got my man Show Off. He will be battling Jay Breed. And if you did not know, also battling Ish Moolah. It's going to be amazing. Give us anything that you got that you want people to go to plug before we get up out of here.
No question. I got you. So October 29th, we out in Atlanta, Blood, Sweat, and Tears 7. We at the Oxygen Bar. Make sure that you pull up. If you could be in the building, be in the building. There will be a few general admission tickets at the door, but it's always the safer route to purchase your tickets online. You could go to rarebreedent.com. Go to rarebreedent.com, bruh. Purchase your tickets, and there will also be video on demand for the event. If you can't be in Atlanta, you can go right there to rapgrid.com and purchase the VOD. And I promise you, this is gonna be a movie. The whole card is fucking. The whole card is crazy. You got Reed Dollars vs. Remedy Loco. You got Course Ava J Murder vs. J Jeans. You got me versus Breed, me versus Moolah. You got Zay versus Swae Sever, bruh.
Crazy.
The card is crazy. First off, every battle has the potential to be battle of the night. That's what I love the most about the card, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all extremely well-deserving talents. Whether you're talking about the bricks or you're talking about the vets, every person on this card put in work to be on this card and belong there.
Thanks.
What I also will say is, like I said, I got my clothing line, I got my merch. I'm for the ladies. I got leggings up there, crop tops, crop hoodies. You know, the winter time is here, you know what I'm saying? So get your crop hoodies on and all that. For the ladies, I got the Lettermans, the Bombers as well. For the dudes, you already know, I got the sweatsuits up there, tees, I got the dad hats up there.
I'm ASAP, trust me.
Oh, for sure. And what I'm gonna tell you is, like, hit me up, let me know what you would want on it. I'm going to customize you a one of one. I'm going to let you know when it's uploaded to the site for purchase, and I'm snatching it down immediately so you're the only one with it. That's my word.
It's over with. I'm going to follow that information ASAP.
Now, you know it. And just, so yeah, fightyourdemons.org. You can purchase any of the merch. It's up there. They all quality, like really, really quality. You know what I'm saying? Not some bullshit. None of that. You know what I'm saying? It'll be too long of a list to name all the stores that I got my rolling papers in. But, yeah, right now I'm really proud of that. The rolling papers are in about 47 store locations altogether. And we growing. I'm working on it. I'm about to have my own hemp cones, all of that stuff. So just stay in tune, man. Stay in tune. 928 Whitening Lounge, Mobile Teeth Whitening Service. If you're in the North Carolina area or the New York area and we are expanding, just hit us up. We pulling straight up on you. It's 928 Whitening Lounge because you know you're the most comfortable in your own living room. So we gonna pull on you and get your joints right and be right out your head, man.
Man, I got my man Show Off in the building. I would look, certain interviews I take way more serious than others. This right here, man, all of the stuff that you got going, man, all of the shit that you working on, for you to take an hour out of your day to fuck with your boy, to come fuck with Pimp Talk the Podcast, it means
everything. And I fuck with Pimp Talk the Podcast.
You see what I'm saying?
You what?
I appreciate it.
If
man.
You don't, boof yourself. You what? That's a fact. That's a fact. First of all, people already know if I'm on the camera on any platform, I already got respect for them. Because I don't interview with people I don't respect.
Fact.
Period, bro. Period. I see them in the street, won't dap them, won't none of that. I won't do none of that. There's no fraud in my cloth, bro. So you already know the respect there, and for good reason. And if you're not sure what the reason is, get in tune with the brother, subscribe to his channel, pay attention to his interviews, look at the work he's put in. Plus, he on the come up right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely about to be sharing his footage and all that stuff and sending it to the proper people so they can see it or whatever.
Yeah, you know I'm ready.
Yeah, for sure.
You know I'm ready. Hey, man, let me get this outro and we finna get up out of here. It is Young God the Pimp. I do not put no hoes on the strip and use a smooth talk or a swift hand to break down a bitch. It's the respect that I get, energy, effort. It is the time that is spending. My time is money, so they're going to reimburse every cent. If that don't make sense, you need to be getting that live stream and getting your tickets for Blood, Sweat, and Tears 7. I got my man Show Off. This has been Pimp Talk. I love you guys.